President Obama is promising to back an immigration overhaul, yesterday urging Congress to finish the job of preparing and debating a bill. But immigration reform advocates say what's in the bill matters. Jennifer Martinez lives with her four children in Manitowoc, separated from Martinez's husband, who has been deported to Mexico. She says keeping families together is essential.
You know, it's our families that is the backbone of our country. We don't want it that we have to stay separated 10, 15 years. There has to be a clear-cut path to citizenship.
Mehua Mwa helps Southeast Asian refugees who come to Milwaukee. She says the immigration bill has to make the citizenship application process affordable.
But with such high fees, given the minimum wage that our families are earning right now, they could hardly put food on their tables.
Fesahe Mabratu of the Pan-African Community Association in Milwaukee says the world is watching the immigration debate to see if the U.S. lives up to an image of freedom.
How are we going to move forward as a nation, especially as the world becomes smaller and we become the lead nation of democracy where people look to this country?
Even so, conservative groups may fight an immigration package depending on what emerges from eight senators who are drafting legislation. There's some disagreement over providing health care benefits for undocumented immigrants. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.